This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
This is sports with a capital F.
Ah, yes. Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and I am here with Card Cheat, Horse Thief, and all-around SOB, General Griff McGriff. What the hell's going
How's
on,
How's everybody doing today? I'm doing great. Doing wonderful.
Well, we're gathered here today to record a podcast about sports or something.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything going on in
sports? Well, I guess the biggest sporting event that I can think of going on would be the NBA Finals. I'm pretty sure those guys are playing basketball every 6 days. I think the Game 7 will be sometime in August.
No, I'm looking forward to Game 7 being played on New Year's Eve 2025.
Assuming there is a Game 7, the way it's looking, that's not going to happen. But I doubt the NBA and the referees will let this game be over in four because, I mean, why would you? I don't know, though. Based on just pure basketball, they don't have anyone on their team that can cover Durant. It makes for a blowout every time. Maybe something will happen. Maybe they'll kick him in the balls. But I wouldn't be surprised to see LeBron go to the line an absurd amount. But really, I don't know what else he could have done.
No, Golden State has constructed a team designed
that no one can beat.
Yeah, designed to just win. It's a team.
And the fact that Stephen Curry is the greatest three-point shooter hands down that's ever walked onto a basketball court.
You know, our first ever podcast, our very first conversation was about the NBA Finals. And while I'll give us credit for being better at having the conversation, it seems like the same conversation we've had for the last 3 years.
The numbers are down. I mean, everyone kind of feels the same. There's no point in watching it other than the finals. And now it's to the point, you know, last year, I guess, it had a little melody, you know, a little bit of drama, but.
But I think that's probably enough about the NBA Finals. People, if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
I do have a tiny bit of football news that I think may be light and airy. Green Bay Packers cornerback Devon House missed a connecting flight to Green Bay yesterday, I think, and sent out a tweet venting about his terrible travel experience. And he was picked up by two Packers fans that live in Minnesota who drove him to Green Bay to go to his practice, which was, of course, hailed as a heroic story. But the first thing I thought when I started reading the article was this could have easily turned into the movie Misery with two Packers fans and this cornerback in like a cabin somewhere in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, it could have been, it could have went sideways. That's
it worked out, but in the way we absorb the news cycle these days, it was the first thing I thought was, well, it couldn't have been a great plan, and definitely a missed opportunity for any Bears fans that were living in Minnesota near the airport at the time, and also a dangerous move to do it in Minnesota. You're a Green Bay Packer, you just go on the internet, and you're like, peep, someone pick me up from the airport. Yeah, you can even use Uber or Lyft, and still, it's shaky. Just got back from my vacation in Miami. We had a very shaky Lyft ride home after a night out.
Oh, yeah. You hear all kinds of crazy stories. You know, there was even a guy who was going on a murdering spree. And in between murders, he was giving people rides. So, you know, just putting yourself out there, regular people, you never know what you're going to get. And then you get in a car with it. Uber is kind of weird if you think about it. Because these people really are just anybody.
Yeah, I guess, is it any weirder than him asking fans of his on Twitter to come pick him up? I mean, at least they have some vested interest in him. Like they're probably slightly less likely to do something wacky. But these gentlemen's names are Chad Johnson and Mike Johnson, and they're brothers, and they got to pick up a Green Bay Packer and drive him to Lambeau.
So he just tweeted it out there, and somebody picked up on it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool story. I mean, really, it shouldn't be surprising, but unfortunately it is. I did have one funny thing I had thought about earlier. Just one last thing about the NBA. So I was just thinking today about, remember when he, you know, they had the little thing when he went to Miami and he was like, not two, not three.
Right. right?
Not four. And I'm like, and I feel like there's something to be had there if someone hasn't already done it, because he's starting to pile up a number. He's starting to approach like Buffalo Bills, Atlanta Braves, you know, Lord, 'cause the Braves won one, but nobody. They get about as much shit for losing four as they do accolades for winning one.
What if he loses six and he matches Michael Jordan's total one finals by loss?
This will be five, yeah. If he loses more finals than Michael Jordan played in, what does that, I mean, does that qualify you for the greatest player of all time? I don't, you know, what's. Nah, somebody should, like, do, like, the whole scene. Not true. I'm sorry.
You could do it like those Derek Jeter commercials where all the athletes were, you know, they show him in little clips saluting him. You could just show,
right.
You could show former basketball players going, not one, not two. And it would be a different yeah. guy for each number, like Rodman. And
yeah,
Pippen
each dude
and
had won
Barkley
that number of
yeah.
finals.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, just one thing for you, LeBron, big LeBron fan, which I'm not, you know, I'm to the point where I'm fine with LeBron. He went back to Cleveland, he won his championship, that's fine, but no, there's that weird cult LeBron following. What does that mean?
I have no idea, but we're going to...
What is losing five finals?
I don't know what it means. It means you lost five finals, which, you know, I guess people will assign value to that as they see fit based on how much they love LeBron.
Yeah.
I feel like it will vary accordingly with how much they love LeBron when he's handed his fifth finals.
Saw where y'all's elite closer had a son. He's back with your club. That'll probably help.
I'm glad you're able to segue me into baseball, because onto something very important. A report out of the minor leagues coming from the state of Utah. This is some good stuff here. Are you ready? The Ogden Raptors, who are a minor league affiliate of the LA Dodgers, canceled their Hourglass Appreciation Night, which was going to be a night where curvy women would be walking around in the stands taking pictures with fans for donations. And there was some blurb on the promotion saying these women's curves are better than any stud pitcher or something like that. And so obviously there was there's a little bit of pushback on that, right?
The reason people, I feel I could see where that looked like that, but if you've ever been to a minor league baseball game,
it's perfect.
Yeah. Come on. It's just a different atmosphere. It's not a professional environment.
No, it's, and minor league baseball teams are known for doing all kinds of wacky things.
Right.
And to be honest with you, one of my favorite things about minor league baseball is all the wacky, you know, diversions that go on during the game. Breakdancing umpires and dog bat boys. And
did you see that guy?
The Jesse White tumblers and things of that nature.
Did you see the guy swing at the pitch? The guy, like, as a joke, and he got called out. But the pitcher slipped. And the ball, like, literally threw the ball into the ground. And the batter thought it was funny and took a swing at it. He didn't even make it anywhere close to the plate. And the ump called him out. He was like, you're out, bitch. Like, that's a rule.
Dang.
Yeah. So I had a lot of respect for the ump, though. Like, you know, yeah. Like being like, nah, you swung. That's it. Baseball, you're out.
Yep. What do you think you're doing up here? We're not out here having fun.
Thank God they'll have a replay.
But
they'd still be talking.
But they do. There's always a lot of good times to be had at minor league baseball. This is definitely a plug of mine for, as far as the bang for your buck for summer entertainment is concerned, nothing really beats a minor league baseball game. But further research on this story led me to another interesting promotion that also came out of Utah. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim affiliate. What were they called? The something Owls. But they planned and did not successfully launch a Caucasian Heritage Appreciation Night, where they were going to serve burgers on white bread with mayonnaise. There was going to be a jumping contest and a group watching of friends after the ball game. That is a real story. Caucasian Appreciation Night, where they were going to serve burgers on white bread with mayonnaise. They were going to hold a jumping contest and a group watching of friends. Obviously, this event was pulled from the schedule of promotions.
They will let you do anything these days.
I know, you just can't have any fun in the minor leagues anymore.
Curvy women and Caucasians. you gotta love them.
Hot broads and white power. Come on down to a minor league baseball game in a Utah near you.
I'm surprised anyway. If it wasn't for the internet, I wouldn't have ever disagreed with it there.
No, I feel like if they'd have started it in like 1970, it probably would have went.
Yes.
It would have existed all the way up.
Yeah,
it would have existed all the way up to the day the internet was invented.
they throw the kitchen sink at every year.
Well, you have to imagine, if you're in charge of promotions at a minor league baseball game, that's probably a job a different person holds every year until they find someone that turns a profit.
Right. That's what I mean. I can't imagine how desperate.
You're in the middle of nowhere in Utah. You're like, what are these people like? Hot broads and white power.
Marketing, to target your audience.
I definitely appreciated the menu, though. That was really what caught my eye.
Was no, that was
served
pretty
on
good.
White
that,
bread with mayonnaise.
And what's funny is before you said, before I even understood what the hell you were talking about, hamburgers on white bread with mayonnaise?
That could have been a misunderstanding. That might be ballpark food in Utah.
It could be.
That could just be a staple of those of their ballpark. That's all my notes for this week.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Would you like to say something about your fantasy thing, or just I could play that commercial, I guess?
You could.
Well, that was full of energy and something I'm sure loads of people are going to enjoy listening to.
Well, good, man. I called you. It was like 40 minutes later, and then I took a dump.
Yes.
You had to use the bathroom.
That's when you lost your fire.
After like an hour and a half, then you eat a mayonnaise. And
Have a jumping contest. You're exhausted.
Got that mayonnaise burger on my belly. I just can't do it. I want to sit down and watch an episode of Friends. I don't feel like doing
it. Ahoy, hoy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Graham for the Sports with a Capital F podcast, reminding you that if you are a fantasy sports junkie, you need to check out Griff's Fantasy Corner. It can be found at
capitalsports.com. All the fantasy information you need right now, every day of your life, going forward, football, basketball, baseball, not hockey.
It's a one-stop shop for spot starts, mock drafts, and all the clutter-free fantasy sports information you could ever want. And then some. That's
Griff's Fantasy Corner.
And it's at
capfsports.com.
Griff's Fantasy Corner is part of the Greater Sports with a Capital F Media Empire.
This is Sports with a Capital F.
This is Sports.
This is a capital.
This is sport.